Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This area news update is brought to you by Doc Tom's Pet Company, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic on the north end of Bad Axe. Doc Tom's Petco, offering top quality pet foods, supplies, and products local veterinarians trust. Visit them for all your pet needs. In the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, National Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday, October 25. On that day, law enforcement agencies across the thumb will be participating in the semi-annual initiative once again. The take-back collection effort will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at sheriff offices and Michigan State Police posts in Huron, Lapeer, St. Clair, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. In addition, police departments across the thumb will also be participating in collection efforts. The collection effort will accept tablets, capsules, patches, and other solid forms of prescription drugs. However, collection sites will not accept syringes, sharps, and illicit drugs. Liquid products such as cough syrup should remain sealed in their original container. The cap must be tightly sealed to prevent leakage. The goal of the National Drug Take-Back Day is to provide local residents a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing any unwanted or expired prescription drugs, while also educating the general public about the potential for abuse of medications. And Sure Health recently hosted its annual Employee Service Awards luncheon to honor staff members reaching significant career milestones. Employees were recognized at five-year intervals, highlighting their dedication and contributions to the organization. Honorees this year collectively represented more than 1.9 billion hours of service, underscoring the impact these professionals have on patients, colleagues, and the local community. The event provided an opportunity to thank employees for their continued commitment and service. And movers and future shakers of Thumb area communities will be participating in the Thumb Prosperity Summit today. This event will bring together community leaders from across the Thumb for a day-long summit at the Kingston Community Center at 1951. That's 1951 South Kingston Road in DeFord. The program will focus on building capacity and utilizing community economic development tools to build a prosperous and resilient future. Today's agenda builds upon the Thumb Prosperity Summit hosted in Bad Axe in October 2024 and the Statewide Rural Future Summit hosted in Lansing in April, and will feature presentations, spotlights, source panels, resource panels, and networking. When we come back after Doc Tom's sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Jessica from Doc Tom's Pet Company, formerly Discount Pet Supply. We offer high-quality, nutritious pet food and treats recommended by veterinarians. Our store also has everything your pet needs, from grooming services, clothing, collars, and leashes, to beds and more. Save money by becoming a loyalty rewards member and earning discounts. We even price match. Doc Tom's is proudly owned and operated in loving memory of the greatest large animal vet, Dr. Thomas Glaser. Tom and Becky were proud owners of the Bad Axe Animal Clinic and Discount Pet Supply. At Doc Tom's, we strive to carry on the same exceptional service they provided. Stop by Doc Tom's, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic next to Meyer, and get the best for you and your pet.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, Admiral Alvin Halsey, who led operations against suspected drug traffickers off Venezuela, is planning retirement. His departure follows the U.S. military's fifth strike on alleged drug boats in the Caribbean. Officials credit him for strengthening partnerships and security in the region. Law enforcement continues crackdowns in Caribbean waters to combat drug trafficking. His work has drawn praise from multiple federal agencies. Further leadership changes in Southern Command are anticipated. And in our international news, in Gaza, humanitarian aid in Gaza remains dangerously low a week after a fragile ceasefire. Palestinians in Rafah say basic supplies have not reached much of the population. The crossing with Egypt remains closed, affecting relief flows. President Trump warned Hamas over ongoing gang violence. Eight agencies report desperation among thousands still displaced. The crisis is overshadowing the recent truce effort. For the complete news stories, obituaries, and weather, go to thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Doc Tom's Pet Company, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic on the north end of Bad Axe. Doc Tom's Pet Co., offering top quality pet foods, supplies, and products local veterinarians trust. Visit them for all your pet needs.